before we start, please bow your head and pray in silence.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the name of Christ, we commence our Q&A section.
从这上面开始我们今天的问答时间。
Let's rise and sing hymn 67.
请同站立唱诗 67首。
67.
67首。 感谢赞美神，我们同跪下祷告。
Hallelujah, the name is Christ. We commence the Q&A section.
Hallelujah, 奉主圣名，我们开始今天的圣经问答的时间。
So the council has forwarded me some questions for us to discuss about this afternoon.
主会有发了一些问题，让我们今天可以做讨论的。
So here the first question is that if I have received a wedding engagement invitation from a colleague who is gay or lesbian, what can I do?
那如果我收到一个朋友呢，他要结婚了，可是他是同性恋者，那我应该怎么来处理这个问题？
So what can this person do if they have an invitation to go to a lesbian, a gay wedding?
那我如果遇到这样的情形呢，就是说被邀请到一个同性恋结婚的这个场合的话呢，我们应该怎么来处理？
杰华， what would you do?
杰华，你会怎么做？
What's that? Oh. Okay, you don't have time to go. Okay.
他说，我杰华的看法是说，我就没有时间，那天没时间去。 Jackie.
Send a gift.
Yeah, sister Jackie 说他，也许买一个礼物送给他，但是不参加。
So you will not go, but you might or might not send a gift. So is that? You send a gift. Okay.
Sister Jackie 是说，
Yeah.
他会送一个礼物呢，但是不会去观礼。
Why would you send them a gift and not go? What's your rationality behind that? If they ask you,
那为什么会这样做呢？ Yeah. Jackie 是说他会因为是同事或者是朋友，所以就会送他一个礼物，但是不觉得会在去观礼的时候会自己会很自在，所以会送礼物，但是不会去参加婚礼。Okay,
sister, what would you do? Right there. Yes.
那淑珍姐。
Yeah. Okay.
淑珍姐也是同样的看法。
Oh, sister, what would you do?
慧芬姐妹。
What is it? Okay. Okay. Brother John, what will you do? Okay.
So John 是说他有可能看这个朋友跟他的亲近的程度，他说有些朋友虽然跟他不一样的 宗教立场，但是他们还是朋友，所以他有可能还是可能会去参加婚礼的。Okay,
I guess we have, you know, I think the first question, I think John brought up a very good question. How close are you to that person? Right? How close you are to that person?
我想这样讲到的就是说，你跟那一位要结婚的人士呢，他的是多亲近的。
Do you are close to them enough to, you know, to share with them that, you know, you don't feel that, you know, being gay is a right thing, you know, is a right thing, it's sin in the eyes of God. Do we have the kind of message with them?
那你有没有跟他分享过呢? 在神的眼中呢, 同性恋是种罪?
I think, you know, for me, if I already share with this person how I feel about being gay or lesbian, they know exactly my position.
那对我来说呢, 如果我知道他是同性恋者呢, 他不管是男同性恋或女同性恋, 他们已经知道我的立场是什么了。
And then I also have to measure how close am I to this person friendship-wise.
那我跟他之间的 关系到底是怎么样, 要做衡量。
I think from there, then you can decide if you want to go or not.
那你这样子的话, 你可以觉得是说你会不会去。
Actually, for me personally, I would not go.
对我来说呢, 我个人来说呢, 我是不会去参加的。
But of course, some people go, just like Brother John says, to support the friendship, right? They know that you're not, you know, you're not for this, you're against this, but you go there to support them.
但是跟江弟兄说的一样，就是说如果我去的话是支持他们，但是你不支持他们这个行为，但是对于还是看重这个友谊的。
I mean, of course, this, you know, it really depends how you view it.
这是看你怎么样来看待这个事情。
For example, would you go to a wedding someone who married outside the church?
那你会不会去一个如果不在教会结婚的婚礼，你会去参加吗？
Actually, marrying outside the church according to the Bible actually is still sin.
Still sin. 照着圣经来说呢，也是种罪。
But even though quite often we feel like marrying outside the church, we can just go and support and stuff like that, right?
那很多时候我们还是会去支持的。
But actually, it's really depends how close we are to that person and what our view on the whole situation.
那就是对我们来看跟这个结婚的人士有多亲近，然后跟当时的情况是怎么样。
I mean, for minister, even if, for example, a couple already commit sin, right? We already know they already fornicate already.
那我说如果有我们知道对一个传道人来说，如果知道他们有发生婚前性行为的话呢？
Even though they're both in Christ,Do we still go to their wedding? Not to do anything, not to preside over a wedding. Can we just go there to support them?
那我们可不可以去参加婚礼？并不是说去主持婚礼，而是能不能参加这个婚礼。
And then, if you ask ministers, I guess we also have different view. You know, why should we go or what should we not go?
那传道人呢，也许会有不同的看法。他们会认为说，也许可以去，也许不能去。每个人的观点不一样。
I think more importantly for me is that if the party, you know, this gay or lesbian friend that we have, if they know our view, how we feel about it, then from then on, then you can choose which way to do it.
那同性恋的话呢，对我来说是说，他要知道我们对于同性恋这样子事情的立场的时候呢，之后呢，我想再可以做决定，是说要不要去参加。
Yeah. Pastor TJ, what do you think?
我们请 TJ 传道来。
Yeah.
TJ 传道是说，我们有一位弟兄，白人弟兄的家人，那他在东岸的话呢，几个礼拜以前刚好遇到这样的状况。那是他的兄弟。那他的妻子也是我们的信徒。那这个妻子就来问我说，他说我的先生的弟兄呢是同性恋者，他们要结婚，那我应该怎么做？那虽然他们夫妻俩呢当然是反对同性恋的，但是是他的兄弟要结婚，那他其实是一个很亲近的一个家庭。那我是说，也许你们两个都参加的话不好。他你的兄弟呢，就是他的亲兄弟呢，他也许应该要参加。所以就这个情形的话呢，就是我们的弟兄去参加婚礼了，因为是他的兄弟，那他的妻子呢就并没有去参加这个婚礼，因为他们只有两位是教会的信徒。那这个是一个蛮困难的一个状况。
It is a very difficult decision to make.
那这个是一个很难做的一个决定。
You know, if you think about, yeah, the relationship, like Pastor TJ said, look, that is his brother, right? He said his brother.
那我们可以看到这个情形呢，是他的亲兄弟。
I'm sure that you know his brother knows that his brother does not approve this marriage.
那他已经知道了，说他不赞成同性恋结婚这回事情。
But because they are brother, they went there, you know, that he went there, you know, pretty much just to moral support for the brother.
所以到那里呢，就是去支持他的兄弟。
It's a very difficult decision.
这是一个非常困难的一种决定。
Deacon Patrick, what will you do?
Deacon Patrick, 你会怎么做呢？
Yeah.
因为从来没有遇过这样子的问题。
Yeah.
Yeah. 那我的朋友，他们现在我知道他们不是同性恋者。
I don't know what I would do. Yeah, it's tough.
有的时候会是觉得是到底是这个人到底是跟我的状情形是什么？那有些人问我说，他们要结婚了，如果是同性结婚，我们应该说恭喜吗
？Yeah, it's very difficult.
那这是非常困难的一个决定。
You know, it's funny because nowadays we get to the point that we have this kind of situation we have to make decision upon.And which it shouldn't even exist, but it exists, so we have to deal with it.
那现在我们会遇到这样的情形，这不应该会发生的一些状况，但是有的时候还是会发生。
Deacon Peter.
那王执事
有没有？ What do you think? Yeah. Okay.
好 ，Okay. I think it's difficult to decide. Yeah.
这是很困难做这样的一个决定。
As we are Christian, I think we all are against the gay, but we are not despise them. And all we can do should preach to them and back to the God.
那我们应该对于他们并不是一开始就。轻视他们，而是应该把告诉他们圣经的道理是什么，然后让他们能够回转来归向神。
Yeah, I mean that's very true. I mean, I think as long as they know that we oppose this kind of marriage.
那有的时候，如果我们真的是反对这样子的一个婚姻
，Yeah, for me that is the most important part.
那这是对我来说是需要
And to go or not to go, I think it's more from a personal.For our personal aspect, how close we are, and we want to support this person, stuff like that.
那他们去不去的话呢？是我们跟他们之间的关系是什么
？Okay. Anybody else have any thought?
还有其他人有其他的想法吗
？Okay, let's go to the next question.
我们来，我来做下一个问题。
If my school roommate is gay or lesbian, what can I do?
那如果呢？我在学校的室友呢是同性恋者的话，我应该怎么做
？I think this is a much easier question to answer.
我想这应该是好的、容易回答一个问题。
I mean, if your school roommate is gay, but they're not sexually active and stuff, you know, in the room, and it's fine. You're their roommate like anything else.
那如果在你的房间里面，虽然他是同性恋者呢，但是如果没有什么性行为的话呢，这个那就是跟其他的。人住在一起是一样的。
And even if you have a roommate that is heterosexual, it doesn't mean you don't allow them to bring girlfriends into the room and stuff like that, right? So it's the same concept, even with if your roommate is gay or not.
就像你的室友如果是异性恋的话呢，你也不能让他带女孩子来过夜。所以不管他们是同性恋或者异性恋，这个都是没有差别的。
I think the most important thing that you and I need to think about that.For us, we hate the sin, but we still love that person.
那我们现在是我们痛恨的是这个罪，但是我们还是要爱这个人的。
So because lesbian and addicted to drugs, addicted pornographic, all those things are sin, but we always try to show our love and compassion toward the person.
同性恋啊，或者是用药的人，或者是专注于在色情网络上面的这些人呢，他都是需要我们的关心的。
But of course, if the activity, for example, if your roommate is gay, and he always bringing his boyfriend over and stuff like that, and having sexual relationships and stuff like that, of course, you must do something. Even if your roommate is not gay, he brings his girlfriend, stuff like that, you and I must do something, right? We don't want to be in a kind of environment.
那不管是异性恋或者同性恋呢，如果他们把他们的对象带回来，然后如果有性行为的话呢，我们都应该做一些处理，不管他是不是同性恋。
And I remember when I was going to college, my roommate, he was a drug dealer.
那我在读大学的时候呢，我的室友呢是一个药头。
And in the middle of the night, the FBI came, broke down our door, right, in our room, and pretty much arrested him in front of me and stuff like that, you know.
那联邦调查局那时候呢，一个晚上呢，就到我们的宿舍呢，然后把他给抓走了。
Of course, this was before Christ.
那这个是在我信主之前。
I knew my roommate is pretty shady, you know, since back then.
我知道呢，我的室友呢是有一些黑暗面的。
But to me, he was very, you know, and to me, he always treated me very good.
那他对我来说呢，他都对待我还蛮好的。
He never forced the drugs on me and stuff. Of course, I mean, back then, if I was in Christ, I would move. I would ask to remove myself, right? Because he was a dealer, not only a user, he's a dealer, right?
那他并不是只是用药的人，但是他也是会卖药的人。但是那时候他并没有要求我用药。但是如果那时候我已经在主里的话，那我就会找另外一个室友。
And I didn't realize until the FBI came into the room and he hid all the drugs in the ceiling and everything, right?
那我并不知道的是，调查员来了以后，他把所有的药都藏在天花板上面。
Because I couldn't live in that room anymore anyway. Now it's a crime scene or whatever investigations area, so I had to move to another place.
我并不能住在那里了，因为那个已经是一个犯罪现场，我就必须要到另外一个地方去住。
But actually, he was a very nice kid, but he just sold drugs. You know, you look at his person as a person, he's a very good person.
他是一个蛮好的一个人，但是他就是会卖药。
He's treated everybody very nicely and stuff on campus and stuff like that. But for him to make money, I don't know, to pay for his school or something, I mean, he deals drugs. That's what he does.
我不知道为什么呢？他就是也许是需要付学费，所以他就要做卖药的来供给自己。
And then the next one, question three.
第三个问题。
What are the biblical ways for Christian to deal with classmate or colleague who are gay or lesbians?
那在圣经上的教训是我们要怎么样来面对这一些同学，如果他们是同性恋者呢？
I think this is really the same concept.
我想也是同样的一个观念。
No, we always treat people with love and compassion.
我们对人呢都是要有爱的。
But of course, if they do things that is sinful in front of us,
但是如果在我们前面他们行罪的事情。
I mean, even for example, even people that we hang out with who are cursing and swearing all the time.
那就算我们平常一起相处的人呢，如果他们喜欢讲脏话的话，
I mean, how do we deal with that?
我们要怎么样来面对这个问题？
Do we continue to hang out with them? So we always hear that when they swear, they curse.
那我们要继续的跟他们在一起呢，然后能够继续的听他们在做这样的事情吗？
Are we close enough to tell them, hey, you know, when we hang out together, you know, please do not, you know, refrain from yourself from swearing and cursing.
那或者是说我们在一起的时候呢，你就希望你能够自我控制，不要说太多这样子的话。
So when we have friends or colleagues who are lesbian or gay, we don't treat them any different because this is their sin. Just like we have, roommates or classmates or even colleagues who are addicted to porn, they are adulterer and all those kind of stuff. You know, a lot of them, that's what they do.
那我们对于这些人呢，就是这是他们的罪，但是就跟我们其他有可能有室友，他们对其他方面也许是有罪是一样的。
And many of them are very open, right? They tell you, okay, they, you know, they want to do this, they want to do that.
那有的时候他们倒是觉得是没什么，所以他说我要做这个，我要做那个。
Of course, for me, you know, you don't become best friends with them.
但是对我来说，不要跟他们成为很好的朋友。
But you still have to treat them, you know, with kindness and compassion.
但是你还是要用对他们要有用一种有爱的一种态度来面对他们。
And hoping through our love, through our compassion, that one day we can preach the gospel to them for them to be converted.
那希望有一天呢，能够因为我们的爱的关系呢，还有我们的关心，让他们能够接受福音。
Actually, you know, it seems, of course, nowadays, it seems like gay and lesbian is, you know, gay and lesbian is something so different from all the other sins, but actually it's not. It's the same thing.
我们讲说，如果是同性恋，好像跟其他的罪都不太一样，那其实并不是这样子的。
I mean, just like some state they legalize smoking marijuana. I mean, is it now because they legalize, is it okay to do?
那像有一些州呢，现在是合法可以抽大麻。那虽然是合法化的呢，是不是可以这样做呢？
Of course, to kill your brain cell.
那这个会影响你的脑细胞。
By smoking pot is like killing yourself.
那好像是你自己在做自杀的这样的一个举动。
So biblically, we know that does even the whole United States legalize smoke marijuana, but you and I should not do it. Just like smoking, right? Smoking, you know, is not illegal, but for us, we should not smoke.
那就算是整个美国呢都是可以抽大麻的话呢，我们还是不应该做，就好像。抽烟一样，抽烟在美国是合法的，但是你我不应该做这样的事情。
Of course, sometimes in the world, it seems some sins are more accepted than others. But in the Bible, whatever sin is sin, what is not is not. And you and I have to treat it the same thing.
那在世界上呢，好像有些罪是比较大的罪，但是在圣经里面呢，只要是罪就是罪。
So for me, a gay or lesbian person is no different than someone who's addicted to drugs or alcohol. It's kind of sin.
那在同性恋者呢对我来说呢是跟酗酒的人呢或者是用药的人是没有两样的因为都在犯罪。
Okay, let's go to the next one.
那我们再看下一个问题。
If a person, member or not, asks us, what is your view on lesbian and gay issues, without knowing if she is a supporter of lesbian or gay community, how do we answer in a way that is biblically correct, but also with love and compassion?
那这个问题是说呢，如果有个人问你对于同性恋者的观点，虽然那如果你不知道他们的立场是什么的话，怎么样是又符合圣经教训，但是又能够表达出对他们的关心还有爱。
You know, sometimes, you know, when we talk to a person,
那有的时候我们跟一个人对话的时候
，and they ask us, you know, on view on issue, you know, gay and lesbian issues.
那他会问我说，你对于同性恋者的看法是什么？
And what is the right way to answer them?
怎么样是一个适当的一个答案来回答他们
？Anyone?
有没有什么看法
？Anyone? They just did, yeah.
好像。那我们刚刚已经回答过，就是说你是我们是基督徒，我们相信圣经的教导。那我们对于这个罪呢，并不看作是跟其他的罪还是一样，是一样是罪。所以我们还是要关心他，要爱他们呢，希望他们能够回转。我不知道有没有更好的方式来回答这样子的问题。
Yeah, I mean, for us, we really should not isolate, you know, being gay or lesbian is something that's so unique, you know, so different from other sin. Actually, for me, it's exactly the same kind of sin like all the other sins.
那对我们来说，我们并不要把这种同性恋呢当做一个其他的罪其实跟其他的的罪呢都是一致的。
Now, of course, sometimes people say, is it, you know, nature or nurture?
那有的时候他是说这个是天生的呢还是后天造成
的。So now, are you born with it? Are you just, you know, become gay or lesbian?
那是你先天造成的呢还是你后天呢让你能够让你变成同性恋。
So nowadays, what is the answer to that?
那现在的答案是什么呢？
Anybody, what's the answer? Is it nature or nurture?
那这个是天生的呢，还是后天造成的？
Are you born with it, or you become gay?
你是天生就是同性恋者呢，还是你成为同性恋者？
Now, if you, sometimes you see interview on a gay man, it's like, yeah, since I was 3 years old, I was attracted to other guys.
那有的时候做一些访问的时候，有时候他如果是同性恋者，他说我三岁的时候呢，我就喜欢跟同性在一起。
Then you feel like, yeah, he cannot help it. He was born with it, right?
那你会想说啊，他大概没有办法，他天生就是这个
样子。Then if you answer, if you think like that, what about if you have little kids who lies all the time, like 3 years old, right?
那如果有个小孩，他三岁的时候呢，就一直说谎话。
You say, oh, he cannot help it because when he's born, he always lie. No, it's not like that.
那我们不能说啊，他从小就爱说谎话，三岁的时候就爱说谎话，那他没有办法。
Actually, because human beings are born in sin.
因为人是生在罪恶里面的。
And we all care when we are born, we have some kind of weaknesses, but some weaknesses are stronger, more prevalent than others.
那我们都有一些弱点，但是有些弱点呢，比其他的地方容易凸显出来。
I mean, they do research that men think about sex like every 2 seconds.
那他们说，
男人呢，
想到性行为呢，大概每2秒钟就会想到。
And almost every man would love to have more than one wife.
那每一个人呢，都想要有超过一个妻子。
Since you are born, when you are born, that's how men think, right?
那你生出来呢？这是男性的一种思维。
But is it okay to go and have multiple wives?
那是不是可以出去呢？就有很多个妻子。
Even though you're born, you feel like that, right?
你生的时候也许会想说是好的事情。
Of course not.
那当然不是的。
So the same thing when you have sexual, gay and lesbian tendency. When you are born, you have that kind of tendency. It doesn't mean you practice it is wrong.
但是你如果有同性恋的倾向在你出生的时候呢，但是如果你这样子继续的行出来的话呢，就是错的。
And just like some people, they're born, they're very angry, right? They're very angry, they're very violent.
那很多人出生下来就是很暴力的，很容易被激怒。
So because they're born that kind of tendency, is it okay to practice it? Of course not.
那如果他就是生来就是这样的话呢，但是他就可以行暴力的事情吗？那当然不是这个样子。
So we must make gay and lesbian...To be clear cut just like that.
So we must
make a clear cut just like every other sin.
This we must say this is very clear. This is with other sins the same.
Even though some people are more born and more prevalent to it, it doesn't mean you go out and practice it is wrong.
Although some people may have this tendency, but if you go out and do it, it is wrong.
Because actually, many of us, when we are born, we have some kind of weaknesses.And for sure, some are stronger than others.
那我们出生的时候呢，就是会有一些弱点。那有一些呢，当然是比较容易凸显出来的。
I mean, some kids they're born they're very humble.
那有些小孩生出来的时候呢，他是非常谦卑的。
When they, and some kids born they, they're very proud. Even at a young age, you can tell they're very proud.
那有些刚生出来呢，他们就是很骄傲的。
Last week my big sister called me.
那上个礼拜呢，我的姐姐打电话给我。
And she begged me to take her son, to live with me.
那她要就求我说呢，让把她的儿子来跟我住。
Because her son right now he's addicted to drugs.
那她的儿子呢，现在是在用药。
And he has a tattoo of a demon on his head.
那他头上呢是有一个
demon, like devil.
那叫恶魔。
Yeah.
怪物。
Yeah, and he threatened to kill.My sister, his mother, and my mother. Right,
那他那时候想要杀害我的大姐，还有我的妈妈。
So, and I tell her, I say, sister, he's 26 years old already.
我想说他已经26岁了。
And I'm never home. You want me to bring him to live my house with my wife and my little nephew? And he's threatened, and then he worship demons. You want me to him to come to live with me?
那你我就、right. 他我就问我的大姐说，我常常不在。那他已经26岁了。那你觉得我应该把他带到我的家里？我有妻子，还有我的侄儿。
But when he was younger,
但是当他
I told my sister,
我跟我的姐姐说
，I say, big sister.Actually, you should let him come and live with me.
我是那时候说，应该你要把他
Kevin is her son, her second son. I say Kevin, he's if he don't have the right training and stuff like that, he will become a very evil person.
啊，我跟他说 ，Kevin， 如果这个小孩呢没有好的教育的话呢，好的带领的话呢，他会成为一个很邪恶的人。
Why did I say that?
为什么我这样说呢
？Since he was young，
就是他年轻的时候。
I can see in his character.
我可以从他的特质里面来看出来。
Because even though you can bring him up, do your best as parents to treat him as that, actually.His character is very strong. Without Christ, there's no way he can change as a person.
那时候我知道，如果他这样子很强的个性，如果不是主耶稣基督的话呢，他是不会改变的。
Of course, I asked my big sister to give him to me to live with me. But of course, as a mother, it is very difficult. Right?
那时候我就跟我大姐说，让他来跟我住。但是对妈妈来说，那时候是很困难的。
But now he pulled knives. He pulled a knife on them many times.
那现在他拿刀子出来要恐吓他们。
And now, even because his father, actually, my big sister is divorced. His father is only 5'1".
那他的父亲呢？只有5'1".
Even though he's very tough and stuff, but he's older now.
那他年纪大了。
And he cannot deal with his son. His son is so violent and stuff now.
那他的儿子是很暴力的。他现在也没有办法来处理这样子的事情。
So we do we just is it is he you know, Is it justified that he was born to be so violent? Is it okay? Of course not.
那他从小如果都是有这样暴力倾向的话呢，是不是我们可以说，那他现在就应该是一个暴力的人呢？
So we don't let people say, oh, because I have this kind of tendency to be, you know, to like same sex. Is okay? No, it's not okay.
并不是说你有这种同性恋的倾向，我喜欢同性的。但是并不是说这样子就是对的。
So in other words, you know, when people use excuse for is it nature or nurture, it doesn't matter to us. A sin is a sin. You must have control over it. That's it.
那现在就是说，不管是天生的或者后天造成的，其实都没有关系。如果是罪，就是罪，你必须要自己能够控制。
If you don't look at that way, and then we've you know put you know lesbian, gay to be something so special, but it's not. It's still a sin.
那我们不要把它当做 更多就是同性恋的其实就是一种罪。
Okay, any thought? Any
有没有什么样的看法和想法、
yeah. Nowadays, you know, it's just so many things that you and I have to deal with.
那在现在的社会呢就是很多时候是我们要面对的一些状况。
And sometimes when we sit in a true research committee meeting, we're like, you know, all these questions, you know, what should I do? Should we do this, do not? You know, it shouldn't happen in the first place, you know.But nowadays, it's so many things.
那有的时候在真理研讨会，我们在讨论事情的时候，就说这件事情应该是不应该发生的，但是很多时候就会发生。
You know, that's why Alujus Christ said you cannot commit sexual immorality.
所以在耶稣说你不可以犯奸淫。
Then there's a lot of questions of the youth. How far is too far? Can we have over sex?
怎么样是
Can we have French kiss? Can we do this? There's so many things, right?
有很多种情形说到底我们可以做到的是哪一个地步。
So how do you answer individually? But actually, first of all, none of those things should happen in the first place. Should we have to ask, right?
那这些应该都不发生，但是每一个状况都不一样。
And then you even ask, if you have anal sex, is it different from, you know,Vaginal sex, right?
那如果你是肛交跟阴道性交的话，是不是一样的？
So nowadays, actually, we come to the point that you know things like this, actually, to be attracted to the same sex is a sin.
那如果是被同性吸引的话呢，就是个罪。
Just like a man should not be attracted to someone else's wife and desire for them is also a sin.
就像你一个男性呢，如果看到别人的妻子呢，如果有欲望的话呢，也是种罪。
Because when you covet someone's wife or someone's husband, it's a sin.
那因为如果你觊觎了其他人的先生或者是妻子呢，也是种罪。
So when you covet the same sex, is when you covet something you're not supposed to do, is also a sin.
就是说，如果不是你应该的话呢，就是觊觎的东西的话呢，那就是。
But now it's just very difficult to answer black and white, and quite often everybody need to pray and ask God to guide us so we can see things very clearly.
那现在很难呢，用一种黑白两种分法来看这些事情，所以必须要祷告求神的带领。
Next question.
下一个问题。
I know a TJC member who is gay, but she or he remains single and now has the same sex friend/partner. But I believe. I'm sorry, go ahead.
我是说，我认识一个教会的信徒呢，我知道他是同性恋，但是他并没有一个同性的一个对象。
But I believe what the minister talk about on the pulpit makes him or her feel like an alien.
那但是我想说，传道人在讲台上讲的呢，让他感觉到呢，他是个外星人。
So he or she does not come to church often anymore.
所以他呢，这个人呢，就不来教会了。
One she or he told me that she or he believed in Jesus, but not in TJC.
那他相信的是主耶稣基督，而不是真耶稣教会。
How do we keep the sheep in church without driving them away, and at the same time counsel them to remain holy and single, especially the younger generation?
那这个我们要怎么样来留住主的羊，然后让他们？
counsel，
尤其是年轻的这一代。
Yeah. So here, actually, this is multiple questions within here.
那在这里呢，有好几个不同的问题。
So this person know a gay brother or sister.
那这个人呢，他知道有同性恋的弟兄。
But they remain single.
但是他们还是独身的。
And praise and thank God for that.
感谢神。
But when the minister talk about the topic on the pulpit, then that person feel like an alien.
那如果他在讲台上听到这样子有关于同性恋的。道理的时候呢，那他觉得他是像外星人一样。
So what can we do to improve that? What can we do?
我们应该怎么样来做，让这样子的情形能
够改善？Should we stop talking about, you know,
我们是不是不要再讲
wrong,
不要再讲这样子的课题呢？
What do you think?He want to give you the microphone.
黄执事娘说要继续的讲，因为我们所得到的是重生。我们要强调什么是正确的。
Yeah, exactly. Of course, we're not going to stop talking about the things that are very sinful.
那我们不会停下来不讲这样子的事情。
But of course, these brothers, sisters, thank God they keep themselves pure all this time, and that's really good.
那他们能够自己呢，还是独身的话呢，没有对象呢，其实这个是感谢神的事情。
It's almost a guarantee if these brothers, sisters go to another church, you know, they will not be able to keep the purity. Why? Because other church will not, you know, tell them very clearly this is sin or not.、Right?
那有的如果他到了别的教会去呢，也许别的教会不会，讲这样子的道理呢，所以他也许就不会继续的是自己独身。
If you listen to the preacher who speak on television stuff like that, where actually almost none of them speak about sin.
那很多人如果在电视上听到很多传道人讲的东西的时候呢，他们从来不会讨论有关于罪的问题。
So here, this brother or sister does not come to church often anymore, even him going to another church.
那他不会，并没有再来教会，那么频繁的来教会。
Is it the church fault? Is it the minister's fault? Because we speak, you know, things pertain to, you know, lesbianism or gay and stuff. Is it the church fault?
这是传道人的错误呢，还是是这是教会的错误呢？
The question is that here, that when the minister speak about,you know, lesbian or gay, this person, you know, he feel like an alien or she feel like an alien. So because of this, he doesn't come to church anymore.
所以这个人呢，因为听到这样子的道理呢，他就不常来教会了。那这是教会的错误呢，还是传道人的错误？
So the question is that, is it the minister's fault that the person have left the church or have not come to church very often and belong to another church?
那如果他去了别的教会呢，这是传道人的错误吗？
Mm-hmm.
那这个执事娘是说，这个是另外一个人他所选择，那选择了这个比较宽的道路。
No, yeah, I mean, you know, quite often when I'm in seminars for all the young people.
那通常我如果是年轻人呢，我们有个讲习会的时候。
When you talk about pornographic, right?
那我们关于色情的事
情。You just look at their heads.
你就看他们的脸。
How they feel. The minute you talk about pornography, a lot of them like, you know, they just feel very guilty, right?
Yeah.
Feel very guilty.
Yeah, 他们就觉得是很不好意思。
But feeling guilty is something that you and I, we should change ourselves, transform ourselves, right?
那当你觉得不好意思或者是有罪恶感的时候呢，我们就自己应该要做一些改变。
But thank God we be able to still feel that it's wrong, you know, to watch pornographic. It's wrong to have tendency of, you know, of homosexuality. It's good to still feel.
那实际对于感受到这样子的事情是错误的或者是种罪的话呢，其实是好的。
When you, the minute you don't feel that those things are sin,then it's something wrong.
那如果觉得这些不是罪的话呢，就是你灵性上的出的问题。
So that's why actually for us, of course we should not, that's why we have to separate between the person and the sin.
所以我们要把人跟他所犯的罪要把它分开。
We always love that person, no matter what they're doing.
不管他们做的是怎么样的事情。
We always hate the sin, no matter what kind of form it comes in.
但是我们痛恨这个罪，不管是怎么样子的一种罪。
Of course, when we explain them about things that are sinful, that's what we are focused on. This is what God, you know, say and teach us. We should not do this, we should not do that. That is a sin.
但是我们要如果跟他讲什么是罪的时候呢，我们说这是神告知我们这样是罪，我们要解释给他听。
It doesn't matter what topic we talk about on the pulpit.
不管我们在讲台上讲的是怎么样的题目。
If you and I commit that kind of sin or have that kind of tendency to do kind of sin, we're going to feel guilty inside. That's a good thing.
如果你心里觉得呢，有犯罪呢，有种罪恶感的话呢，其实是一个好事情。
Like I shared with you before, one of the deacons, he was preaching a sermon, and the brother stood up and gave him the finger.
那 有一次呢，有一位执事呢，在台上讲道呢，有一个弟兄站起来呢，就给他中指。
I mean, he gave him the middle finger.
给他他的中指。
Then he just left the church.
那 就离开了教会。
And then the deacon haven't seen him. He left it for like a couple of years.
但有两年没看到这个弟兄。
Then finally he returned back.
那他有一天他回来了。
Then deacon asked him, "What happened? There are time you got so upset, you gave me the finger and stuff, then you just left."
那执事就说你那时候给我中指，然后就离开了。那到底发生了什么事？
He's like, "Why did you talk about me for?"
他说你为什么要这样子讲我？
And the deacon said, "No, I prepared this sermon long time ago. I'm just been using it."
这个执事说，我这一篇讲章准备了很久。But this, 那我就是用这篇讲章。
But his brother thought he was talking about him, but he's not. He showed him the note. He prepared the sermon a couple years ago, right? He knows nothing about this brother.
就是说那时候我还我这个讲章已经准备了好几年的时间，然后他把讲章给这位弟兄看。
But thank God he came back to church.
感谢神，他又回来教会了。
But for sure, it's not the deacon's fault.
那这并不是这位执事的错误。
And sometimes God moved the speaker's mouth to speak things that to, you know, for us to review within ourselves and to transform and change ourselves.
那有的时候是神是借着讲道人的口呢，让我们能够了解事情，让我们能够做一个改变。
You know, if it rains nice and softly all the time, when it rains nice and soft, everybody fall asleep, right?
那有的时候如果下雨呢，如果都是小雨的话呢，很多人就会睡着。
Especially in Texas, you know, there's when the rain come, you know, lightning and thunder also come along with it, right?
那在德州的话呢，当有雨的时候呢，闪电跟打雷都会一起来到。
And that is to wake us up.
那就是要让我们能够醒过来。
So sermons or sharing that you and I speak is always very sweet. Sometimes you give a lot of people cavity, and it's no good for them.
那有的是，如果我们讲的，如果讲到呢，如果是很甜的呢，就会给人蛀牙，并不是好的事情。
But sometimes you get to bring that thundering and lightning for people to wake up. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
有的时候要有要把这个雷电呢要下来呢，让他们能够醒过来。
Of course, if it's too much thundering and lightning, it's also not good.
但是如果只是讲雷电的事情的话，也不是最好的。
Because quite often people come, they're always fearful, like fearful.
那因为来的时候呢，这些信徒呢就会很害怕。
And they feel every time they come to church, everybody yelling and screaming at them, they have no peace inside. Right? That's not good either.
大家都好像是针对他们这样子对他们的话呢，好像心里面得不到平安。
Actually, most of the time, yes, nice rain make everybody relaxed, but once in a while, you get a sense of thundering and lightning for people to wake up, and that's how that's the way our church. This way, you know, our church preached the gospel.
那就是有的时候呢是小雨，有的时候是雷电交加的大雨，让人家能心情。这是我们来传福音的一种方式。
Is it 5:10? So here say, how do we keep the sheep in church without driving them away?
那我们怎么样让这些羊，然后不是把他们给让他们离开呢？
And at the same time, counsel them to remain holy and single.
然后继续让他们能够守着他们
I mean, all these questions are very good.
那这些都是很好的问题。
It's very clear these members really care about other members.
那这个信徒呢，对于其他信徒是很关心的。
But quite often, when you know a person who sin against God in a certain way, quite often they isolate themselves, right? And this is the way Satan wanted.
那很多时候呢，如果在神面前犯罪的人呢，他们会自我孤立。
And of course, for us, if we can find someone to share it with, even you feel this kind of, you know, you have this gay and lesbian tendency, even you have that kind of feeling, you must share with someone.
那如果你有这样子的倾向呢，你必须跟要跟人家讲。
You know, I went to NYTS. I don't know how long ago, like four weeks ago, NYTS.
那我在四个礼拜前去了这个。NYTS.
And I saw some of the younger sisters who had lesbian tendency.
那我看到了有些姐妹，我认为她们有这个同性恋的倾向。
When they were in the high school theological seminar.
那这是在这个高中的学生联会。
So that would have been three, four years ago.
三四年前。
And I asked them, hey, how your situation?
那我问他们的情形是怎么样。
They're like, what situation?
他说什么样的情形？
I said, the situation that you share with me.
说你那时候跟我分享的一些状况。
They're like, oh, yeah, it's no problem now.
那他说现在不是问题了。
Right? It's interesting, right? Because why? Because when I talked to them the first time, they were so worried, right? They're so concerned, right?
我跟他们谈的时候呢，他们就很 很忧虑。
And this particular sister, I tell her, you know, you tell me, but most importantly, share with your parents, right? Share with your parents.
她说：“那你去跟你的父母亲做分享。”
And she did share with her parents.
那她跟她的父母亲做分享。
So because of this, her parents, you know, very understanding, helping her out. Now she doesn't feel that she has that kind of tendency anymore.
那因为这样的缘故呢，那家里也了解这样的事情呢，她不觉得她有这样的倾向。
Really, most sisters, the reason they feel this kind of, you know, lesbian tendency, because actually quite often they are lonely.
很多时候她们有这样的倾向呢，是因为她们觉得孤单。
So when you share with them, it's okay if you want, you know, have a girlfriend, another sister, you feel close to them. It's okay, that's normal. There's nothing lesbian about that.
你想跟一个有一个好的一个女性朋友的话呢？是好好，但是这并不是说你有同性恋倾向。
So、put everything into perspective, and then you'll see.
那现在你把整个事情呢都搞清楚的话呢，就可以看得清楚。
But more importantly, actually to open up, right? You encourage anyone who have any kind of sin is at least find someone you can trust to open up with.
那不管是怎么样的罪呢，找到一个你可以信赖的人呢，跟他谈。
I mean, the young people here. Okay, let's conclude.
那我们现在结束今天的问答的时间。
Because it's really, you know, I realize that when members share things with the ministers and stuff, and they talk about, even though it's very embarrassing stuff like that, but in the end, actually, they really, you know, feel better, right? Especially later on too, because when they confess their sin to others and people pray for them stuff, really, God really give them strength.
有的时候呢，他们跟这个传道人呢讲他们的问题的时候呢，是让他们能够开起来，然后其他人能够为他们做祷告。
Let's pray, Prince.
我们一同。祷告，我的。
Amen.